This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll bring it across with Bane. We're tied at 130. 12 seconds to go in the game now. Bane bouncing it outside. Down to six. Bane trying to drive. And it's stolen by Dyson Daniels. Up to Caris LeVert. Caris goes in. He lays it up and in! Right at the buzzer! And the Atlanta Hawks have won! Dyson Daniels just stole it! Dyson Daniels stole it! And the Atlanta Hawks have won! The Atlanta Hawks have won this game right at the buzzer.
Steve Holman on the call of Atlanta Hawks W. They take it 132 to 130 over the Memphis Grizzlies, and that was courtesy of Dyson Daniels' steal and Caris LeVert's last second bucket.
A much needed win for the Hawks, obviously. When you go into this stretch of games they're having as home games, but in this one, I think it closes an 8.5 point underdog in this game, even being at home now. Mentioned a couple times, I know there's injuries to the Grizzlies, but guess who don't care? Me, all right, because we've dealt with enough on our end as Atlanta Hawks fans for me to care. Dyson Daniels continues a strong run as a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, and Zachary Risacher, one of his best games as a pro. So all-around good win. You were down double digits at many, many points in the game, and to be able to get that, a steal to a layup, one of the least likely buzzer beater finishes to a Hawks game that I've seen in a really long time. So nice to see them get back in the win column.
Not just any layup now. That was a Eurostep layup that he had to, that LeVert kind of bobbed and
when
weaved.
When I see somebody
with
do a Eurostep, I just hear them in my head going,
Why?
Because I know Dylan probably makes those noises.
Why does it come sound like? As a certified baller, I can't confirm.
Did you just, when we do.
Dylan, they're making fun of you on Dukes and Bell saying you wear goggles.
No, not rec specs.
Oh, I have to wear the rec specs, yeah.
Oh, man.
What's wrong? People wear rec specs in the NBA.
Hold on. You don't got to yell at us.
People wear rec specs in the NBA.
You telling someone not to yell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I respect it, though. I don't like being yelled at.
But, I mean, see, I tell you what. This guy... For a guy that's six, he sure likes the needle a lot. You don't throw haymakers. You just throw
all
little
I said
jabs.
Was I respect you telling him that. I don't want to be yelled at either.
No, it was not. Oh, you know what you did.
I can't believe you wear rec specs though. I did not know that.
I have to.
Oh, feel like it wasn't involved by that at all.
In your girlfriend's video. Her Wags video.
Well, I actually, quick story on this. I actually lost my rec specs, so now I just have to wear the little like things to hold up your glasses that you attach to the
thing. You have a strap around your you have like croquis or whatever?
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
if you're in a fraternity, they'd be called croquis.
The sport croquis. Yeah, I was going to say they're the croquis.
You know I think the correct way to answer that now is saying I used to until I lost them. But secondly,
right.
Back to the Hawks for a second, and I want you to chime in, Dylan, because I appreciate your basketball
acumen.
Knowledge. Yeah, acumen.
That's IQ.
I think Risacher has had a quietly really good year, and he's showing kind of what you wanted to see. He's not great every game, but he's had moments, and he's clearly getting better and more comfortable with the game. especially when you have your best game as a pro against one of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, what I like the most about what I've seen from Richesay this year is that he's been consistent in the fact that he hasn't really had too many like clunker of games. I feel like he's always been around that, you know, 10 to 16 point range night in, night out. So he's been consistent in that realm, right? But he has had these nights back at the beginning of the season against the Knicks. He had a big game. Obviously last night he drops 27. So he's been consistent, but he's also showing you the flashes of this is the guy I could be, and this is what my potential is, and this is what my potential ceiling is. So we have the consistency right away that a number one overall pick should have, but he's also shown the flashes that a number one overall pick who you expect to become one of the cornerstones of your franchise, he's shown that.
Yeah, the Eastern Conference is so top heavy. If you look at the standings in the last 10 from each team, it's 10-0, 7-3, 7-3, 7-3, 6-4, 9-1. Now you go to the play-in round teams, 3-7, 4-6, 5-5, 2-8. And the Hawks are the 5-5, believe it or not.
Isn't it weird where you look I'm with you. You look at the conference table right there, the standings.
Dude.
And it's almost like those play-in teams are like, can somebody get better than us so we can fall a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want any of this smoke.
Meanwhile,
like, somebody take this spot.
The Nets right there at 11, Mike, your point, they're like, no, we're good. We're going to be 4-6. And the Bulls are like, oh, yeah, we're going 2-8. It's like,
Hold my beer.
It's just funny how top heavy the Eastern Conference plays out. The Western Conference is
a little bit different.
It is a little bit different, especially with the table. The Grizzlies are actually on a little bit of a slide, and so are the Rockets. But
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I agree though with Dylan's take. I think Richesay, to get back to the main thing I'd ask him, I think he's been pretty good this year as for a rookie.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? If you look at the odds for the top four guys for rookie of the year right now, two of those are Zach Edey and Jalen Wells, who you saw last night from Memphis take the floor as starters for the Memphis Grizzlies. So hopefully in the eyes of voters or whoever else, he was able to put a good foot forward, because Stephon Castle does look like he's running away. If you do want to sprinkle a little of that magic change on Zachary Richesay right now, plus 1,600 and rookie of the year odds. And I have to think on the same page, last I checked, Dyson Daniels was, I believe, second in terms of the odds for him.
It's over. He's got it.
He has to.
With Wemby out, he's got it.
Yeah. And I'll be curious, and I'll have to look back at the odds for that one as well. I think he was second in the odds last I looked. But again, another good foot forward last night, him having a game-winning steal at the buzzer to be able to, you know, push it up the floor to Karis, who, by the way, Calvert, like you like to call him, had a great game last night as well.
Combined his name. Hey, speaking of hoops, Georgia men's basketball, they take on South Carolina tonight on the road, and that tip is set for 6 o'clock as they try to continue to build their resume for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and they don't need, you know, style points or anything else. They need to win, and they need to continue to win. Because I think it's a week from tomorrow we're getting an SEC tournament action. They need to close out their schedule on a high note, because that SEC tournament's going to be absolutely brutal with the teams you're going to see in that one.
Did you see the South Carolina women's and the Texas, and they had to flip a coin?
Ridiculous.
To see who got the number one seed?
Just seems absurd, man. And this, with all the money involved and all the things going on in sports, that we're like, you know what, man, let's flip this one up in the air.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Don Staley's like, I'll win the coin toss and then go wear a Louis hoodie on the sideline.
Yeah, I love it, man. She's got some swag to her.
That's
She's got some swag to her.
I just thought it was funny because she's like, yeah, we won the toss. Here's my Louis hoodie.
Yeah.
I kind of like the hoodie, though. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
right. Zip up, you know, white with the Louis all over. It's cool.
Do you guys believe in psychics? Let's find out.
No.
Today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. In the most on-brand answers to that question I've ever heard, Bo's like, absolutely not. And in a whisper, Tip goes, I do.
I had a reading done. Yeah. It was a company that I work for. They had a party and they brought out.
Really?
It was like a women's thing. And so they brought out a tarot card reader.
Yeah.
So
was a tarot card.
Yeah. It's very insightful.
Do you believe in the astrology and stuff too?
Whenever you want to admit to things, you don't want to sound like you're, I'm not on the crazy end. Like, I'm not out there saying, oh, I'm a rising whatever. Like, I'm not saying they're crazy if people do, or if you are into that, that's your thing. But I'm not extreme to that.
Interesting.
Level.
All right. Well, we're all dog owners here, all three of us. So recently there was a TikToker, Shay McCracken, who kind of made news and went viral. She had a basset hound named Bosley. And she's a 28-year-old psychology graduate in California. And they kind of got, you know, the feeling and the understanding that the 12-year-old Basset Hound was kind of nearing the end of their days. And one of the things that, you know, after consulting with a vet, they were like, all right, you know, the time's kind of come. The dog's in pain, this, that, and the other. So they came up with the idea as a family to hire a psychic because they wanted to get Bosley's final words, you know, and how Bosley was feeling. So she kind of goes on to say, Shay McCracken, and I want to make sure I give credit, she goes on to kind of start this by saying the first, like, three or four things this psychic said completely whiffed on what she was trying to say. But in the end, kind of come back around, and the psychic says Bosley was trying to communicate that he was feeling pain, he was very tired, apologized for being messy, wasn't trying to be naughty, and then basically there was another dog who is a black, a black lab, I want to say, and that, you know, he thought that his brother, the black lab, was the favorite in the family. Now, granted, I'm not big on psychics and things like that, but when I read that she kind of whiffed on the first three or four, and then she finished strong with these, I'm like, could you not have said this about any dog that is 12 years old and then is about to be put down, feeling pain, very tired, apologize for being messy and not trying to be naughty, and that I thought my brother was the favorite? And basically, Shay McCracken, the TikToker's name, was like, yeah, I mean, we pretty much showed equal love to both of our dogs throughout the time. So, I guess it's all about whether or not you believe in psychics. Well, if you believe in psychics, you're probably like, spot on. If you don't, you're like, yeah, she just guessed.
Wait, that's all they got, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all good. She said that, like, some of the stuff was on and off. There was no, there was no craziness about it. It was just kind of very kind of ho-hum. But I think it brought their family a little bit of closure when she said that the dog was feeling pain and was very
tired. They picked the wrong one, because there was another, I don't know if it was a TikToker or it was this girl on Instagram, and she did one for her cat that was not being put down. But in the first couple things, that she's like, any cat owner, this is stuff that, you know, isn't surprising. But then she got personal stuff in there about, I got to pull this up again, but about how, I don't know, that she didn't like the other cat. Like, the cat didn't like the other cat with her.
Yeah.
She wanted a bigger window. There was something else that was more like, I guess, nuanced or something, where the girl was kind of freaked out. But that one went viral. I have not done a pet reading for my dog.
And I want both of y'all to answer this, because I've been trying to figure this out all morning. Once I read this, I wonder what my dog Charlie would say to me. But and not like in a deathbed way, obviously. I don't want to talk about that now. He's not old enough for that, but what do y'all think y'all's dogs would say to y'all right now if you had a psychic? If you, like, pulled in and you're like, the dog was actually communicating with the psychic. I'd love to know.
My dog wants to sunbathe more.
Is that what it is?
That is.
Let me outside more.
Yeah.
Do you think your dog would be like, hey, buy a home so we can get a doggy door so I can get a backyard?
Probably.
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, you need to invest in a backyard.
My dog would probably tell me to take her on more walks. I'd tell me which brand of shredded cheese she likes better.
Shredded cheese?
My dog loves shredded cheese.
Dude, Why don't you just do a sampling? Just kidding.
Because she eats it all.
Her name's Sprinkles. I feel like she should be eating off of, like,
number
fine
the plates across
China
the floor and see which one she goes to first. Give her an option, see how many votes she gives.
I mean, I had tacos one day and too much cheese fell, like, on the plate, and I was like, I don't want it. I just handed her the plate, let her eat the cheese off the plate. I mean, what? She's going to wash the plate anyways.
You don't strike me as somebody who lets their dog clean up their plate after dinner.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But he does get, like, if I have a steak, he gets like a little, steak. I always say,
why don't
like
you
a
let
little,
him clean up the plate?
Because that's disgusting.
You're washing the plate.
Like I was just thinking of it like a paper plate, but yeah.
I mean, a paper plate would be different because I'm throwing it away, but
I was thinking of,
really,
like, in terms of, like, your dog's health. You don't, like, I feel like you take
it
very seriously.
Oh, I was thinking more of my health and not wanting it to my dishware. I will say, I would like to know what, like, I didn't do any, I have, like, a leave it command, all that kind of stuff, but a lot of stuff I didn't really, like, train him to do. So I cooked steak a week ago. I was able to go downstairs, get a package, and leave it on the counter. I can leave a bag of trash on the floor that needs to be taken out, and he doesn't do it. He just doesn't do that stuff.
Same way, if I go downstairs with a plate and I put it on my coffee table, and then I, like, oh, I forgot something. I run up, because if I'm going to eat down there and I run back upstairs, my dog will sit there and Sprinkles will
not
gonna
touch it.
But if I drop anything on the floor, boom.
He won't touch it on the floor either. Now, he will grab a street snack. If there's, like,
what
a wing,
a
I call them street snacks. If I'm, like, if I miss, like, a chicken bone on the sidewalk, He might snag that. Oh, he'll drop it if I tell him to, but he got something yesterday.
I love that. I think my dog would be a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. He'd be like, Dad, there's a white Jeep that drives by every night. It stops at our mailbox. I don't know what he's doing, but he seems like a creepy character.
Is that a message to the white Jeep?
I don't know what he's doing out there, but he's here every night scouting us out, man. You might want to check into this guy. I don't know about this. I don't know about this fella out there.
Who am I kidding? I know what Sprinkles really tell me. You're my favorite.
Yeah, is that what? It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
My dog doesn't have a choice.
It's not an arrogance. There you go. It's a confidence.
That's mic'd up.
Tell him,
all
Terry.
Right.